If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet robe. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Miss Charlie Burnett.
Woo! Insert clapping audience.
Clapping audience. What is going on today? How is life in LA today?
Life is great. You know, I worked at Sur last night. It was a little bit of a long night because James was DJing. So I'm a little bit sleepy, but I'm happy. It's great. The weather is beautiful as always. And, you know, another good day in LA.
I love it. Well, you know, listen, we have Vanderpump Rules back in our lives. I mean, I don't know how I or anyone else waited this long to have it back on air. I'm so happy. Season two for you. So, you know, this is old. This is an old, you know, it's old news at this point, right? You're like a pro.
No, honestly, I felt like this season was my first season. I was like this is how it really is to be on the show. Very demanding, very exhausting, but very, very rewarding, but crazy. That's how I feel about the show.
Is that how it was different for you? Just because like you were a bigger part of the show and like, you know, this group.
Yeah, I felt like I was very lost my first season, didn't really know how it all worked, didn't really understand the dynamic of things. And then fast forward, now I'm in the group, have friends, have opinions, and yeah, and like showing up to more call times, which is like crazy. And also like, you know, working at Sur and people, now that I've been on the show, that's also very demanding, you know, people asking you questions, filming while working. It's, you know, it's a lot.
Well, I mean, like you said, you do work at Sur. I know that's always a thing. Everyone goes down the list of who works at Sur and who doesn't work at Sur. I mean, I feel like at this point, it's pretty obvious who works at Sur and doesn't, like you and Raquel work there. Yeah. What's the best thing about your job at Sur? I mean, what do you love best about it?
Well, Sur is like, I've always loved Sur. It's very organized, a great place to work. I mean, it's fun. It's just like really fun vibes. I love, the customers are great because I feel like people who come in are always fans of the show. So they're so happy to be there, which is a great refreshing vibe to have, you know, because I work in nightlife at my other job where it's like, I'm slinging bottles, I'm making people's drinks, people are drunk, where it's like, Sur, it's like fun, it's like more casual. But it's a really good time. I love it. I work with Raquel weekly, so it's so nice to always have a little friend in the corner there too.
What's the best thing about having LVP as a boss?
Oh, I feel like Lisa's always great with advice. Like whenever you see her, she's giving you always like little tips and tricks and always pointing you in the right direction.
Listen, I mean, is the fandom obvious when people come in? Like, I'm sure you get asked 1,000 times a day if Lisa's around.
Oh my goodness. Like literally every shift, someone asks me, where is Lisa? And like, sometimes I get a little irritated by the fifth time. I'm like, she's not here. Okay. You would know if she's here, you would see her Rolls Royce, you would see the dogs and you would see security and you would know Lisa is here. If you don't see that, she's not coming.
The last time I was in LA was like this summer, like, cause I'm out there a bunch and I got lucky. I was there and I'm like, there's Lisa. I'm like,
you know, when she's right around, like you I don't know it. If it's like this like weird, like presence, but like, everyone knows when Lisa walks in a building, everyone's like, Lisa's here. Like everyone's head starts turning.
Listen, LVP is an icon. You can just feel it.
I love her.
Well, this season, you know, we saw, you know, you had some tension with Lala at the Palm Springs trip and, you know, you opened up like on social media and on the show, you know, that this was really all related to like food, like, and you've had food issues. like pretty much your whole life. And that was like a triggering situation. And, you know, like even in your Instagram post, like you kind of explained that, you know, you've always had these issues and people are telling you you should be more vulnerable. So, I mean, and you just posted this whole side by side, you know, you opened up about that, that you, you know, gained 45 pounds like during COVID and, you know, you were just at a low and you were depressed. So was that hard, like not even to do it just on social media, but on like national TV? Like, I mean, it's hard to be vulnerable.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't my most comfortable moment. I lost a few nights of sleep, you know, had a few crying sessions. My boyfriend hears it all the time. But I think it was a really good breakthrough moment. I felt like I kind of opened this new door for myself where I was like, I can now be Charlie. Now people know a little bit more about Charlie. I feel like I always portrayed this image that isn't always 100% me. And now I feel like I can be myself more, which is like you said, it's not easy. It's scary. Like social media is a scary place. TV is an even scarier place. So it's been a learning process, but I'm, you know, I'm here, I'm showing up and I'm doing the best I can.
What prompted you to post the pictures and to even talk about all of this on TV?
Well, for the pictures, for the most part, I've been, you know, close friends that feature on Instagram for the last probably like 4 or 5 months. I've been posting nonstop my journey with my close friends and I've been posting everything. And my friend messaged me one day and was like, I don't understand why you're not posting this on like your main account. Like you need to show people like your progress. Like you've made so many commitments, you've gone this far. And I feel like a lot of people will learn from it. And I just told her like, I don't know, people are going to judge me. I don't want people to like twist it and make it something that's not. And she just said, look, I really think you should post this post. I think you need to like start sharing more about yourself with others and start being more authentic on Instagram because people don't really see the Charlie, you know, that we all love and we all know. And so then I posted it and she messaged me and she was like, see, I told you, like people want to see that. And I hope like, you know, more to come. I can start, you know, showing myself more on social media, but I have this like weird thing where I overthink everything that I do. And I just, it's like weird. I don't care what people think about me, but I'm also scared of always being judged. It's like this weird contradicting feeling. But for the TV part, I just felt like a lot of people put me into this box when it came to the pasta thing. And I feel like I offended a lot of people with it. And I also felt like the whole not gain weight thing was something that I never, ever believed in. Like I am someone who loves pizza. Like I eat so many carbs. Like that wasn't who I was. Like that was never the reason why I never ate pasta. So I felt like if I didn't just say it, you know, a lot of the conversation too got edited out, which great. It was a longer conversation, but I felt like it was something that I just needed to share. Like I needed to just be out on the table. Let's put Pasta Girl behind and now I could be Charlie.
Do people, I mean, is that still like, I would imagine when people like either slip into your DMs or see you in person, you know, listen, sometimes we just have to say something that comes out of our mouths and it becomes.
Oh my goodness. It literally, I was actually at my other job. I wasn't at Sir and I got to the table and this guy just blurts out right away, have you eaten pasta? And I looked at him and I was like, not hi, hello, how are you? Like just right off the bat.
You're like, let's please move on.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to spit in your pasta if you ask me one more time.
Are there any other like misconceptions about you? Like you feel like as people watch the show, like, you know, what do you think people get wrong about you? You know, because like you said, people watch and they think they have someone all figured out.
Yeah. I feel like that was like the biggest thing. Like people just were like, you know, it didn't help too that, you know, I do commercial prints and I do like little acting and modeling here and there. So I feel like it was just like, I set this box of like, oh, it's like this LA girl who doesn't eat carbs and doesn't believe in weight gain. And that's, like I said, it's not me at all. Not even the way of my thinking. And I feel like people, like they only see a little bit of me, like that, you know, you can't determine my entire life off like these little snippets. And I also feel like I have this weird dark sense of humor that not everyone understand sometimes, but I feel like the audience will learn to love it.
We're going to learn to love it.
Yeah.
Has being vulnerable, you know, like brought you closer to like this group, like anyone in particular in this group, like you feel like just because you've showed, you know, this vulnerable side that you've gotten closer to on the show?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely, Lala and I had like a little breakthrough after that conversation. And I, you know, I told her too, like, let's have lunch. Let's get to know each other better. Like, we can't judge each other off little snippets that we've seen if we've never even had a conversation deeper than 2 minutes. But also like every, like we've all grown closer as a group. I feel like everyone had very big vulnerable moments this season, and now we're starting to understand each other on like a different level. And I think that everyone's starting to see that too.
Was it different for you, you know, because it's a smaller group, like the OGs are not there, like Stassi and Jax and Kristen. Like, I know, you know, you weren't necessarily close to them because they were the OGs with all these other people, but yeah, with them not being there, you know, it's a smaller group. Do you feel like that helped you kind of, you know, shine and like have a voice and get to know everybody?
Yeah, I think that it opened a door to everyone having to like be present with each other. Like, we actually had to have conversations. We actually had to hang out in a sense where there was like no weird like hierarchy dynamic. And I feel like it just brought the group, like I said, closer and more open. And like, we needed that fresh energy. Like, I feel like everyone now feels like they can be themselves without being judged. And that's like the biggest thing. And I feel like that helps the show, you know, like you don't have these group of people not allowing anyone to say anything or do something because, you know, they're the OGs. Like, that's never going to work. At some point in time, it's like, there has to be new dynamics going on, different stories.
Who are you closest to in the group?
I've always been close to Sheena. I feel like Ariana and I really over the summer have grown to become closer. I talk to Ariana like every day. I work with Raquel weekly, but I think the most surprising relationship I developed is with Katie. I actually love Katie. She's so much fun. She's a great time. And she's like a really good partier. She knows how to drink and I love it. Like, she's always the one encouraging me to drink more. I love it.
You have to love that.
Yeah.
What about, because I know you have a boyfriend, Corey, who you display on your Instagram. You know, everyone else on the show is coupled up. And I mean, I know you have this boyfriend who's not on the show. Might we see him at some point on Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, you'll see him here and there. He, you know, didn't sign up to be on reality TV. So it was like definitely a new world for him. But he's here and there. He hangs out with the cast a lot outside of the show. But I just think that he got first season nerves. So it's a lot, you know, like he just was like, whoa, this is maybe not something I'm good at type of vibe. But he's definitely around.
Is he in the entertainment business too?
No, he does. I call it big boy work. Like, he does like e-com marketing for companies. He just sold his first company. Like, he does big boy stuff.
That's where did you guys meet?
We actually met at Hughes, the first bar I ever worked at in LA. It's like a cute little story. I'll give you a small snippet. He was my customer, asked for my number, said no. I was making fun of him for wearing a jacket that night. He left his number and I was like, whatever. I just tossed it in my bin of numbers because I always believe in saving numbers. You never know when you need someone. And then my grandmother bought me a coat a few weeks later, and it was the same coat he was like wearing. So I went through all the numbers in my bin that I had from that night, and I texted every single one and said, are you still wearing that coat by any chance? Until he responded. And so then it was history, but we broke up for a year. That's when I did Vanderpump Rules. That's why I was single and went on the date with Brett and everything. And towards the end of the year, after seeing all these crazy people on TV and all their crazy relationships, I was like, maybe we should get back together. So we got back together and then we moved in together during quarantine. And now I live with a man. How did that happen? We don't know.
So literally by kind of just like being around this group and watching the show back and seeing.
Yeah, I was like, you know, we broke up because of distance. It wasn't because we didn't like each other. We didn't love each other anymore. It was like a really hard thing for us to do. And I was like, you know, a little bit of distance didn't hurt anybody. And like, look at, thank God, because we literally went into quarantine a few months later.
Wow. If you were going to take relationship advice from any one of the couples on this show, who would it be?
Ooh, probably Tom and Ariana. They have a really good dynamic. Like they communicate really well. Even when they disagree, I feel like they communicate really well. And I feel like they've, since I started the show, I feel like they've always been the strongest couple in the group, hands down.
Would you let your boyfriend go to Tom Sandoval for proposal advice or to help plan a proposal?
Oh my God, hell yeah. If he does what he did for James, sign me up.
'Tis the most wonderful time of the year, but you know what? Your mouth gives a lot of action this time of year. It's talking to all of those relatives, all that food and drink that you're putting in it, karaoke parties, or perhaps a mistletoe makeout. Listen, give your mouth the gift of better oral care with Quip. This is why I love it. It's lightweight. It has a sleek design. There's no wires or bulky charger. It also has reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, or as I prefer, bright plastic colors. Quip has so many stocking stuffers as well. Refillable mouthwash, refillable gum, floss. If you go to getquip.com/velvet right now, on top of their holiday savings, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free and up to 40% off bundles at getquip.com/velvet. That's spelled GETQUIP.com/velvet. Quip, the good habits company. I'm in such a good mood because I just got my new rain jacket, t-shirts, and sweaters in the mail from Tentry. Not only are these products fashion forward, but they're earth friendly. Tentry sells lots of different products, including clothing, underwear, outerwear, activewear, and more. What I love is that not only are these fashion forward, like I said, but everything they make is manufactured ethically and from materials that are either sustainably sourced or recycled. Besides being sustainable, Tentry clothing is so soft and so comfortable. I'm already wearing these t-shirts like all day and all night. Listen, for every item purchased from Tentry, they plant 10 trees. And this helps take carbon out of the air, replenish ecosystems, and it gives jobs to tree planters and communities around the world. Learn more about Tentry's planting mission and to grab some comfy, sustainable clothes, check out their website, www.tentry.com. And because you're listening to this podcast, use code VELVET to get 15% off your first order. That's www.tentry.com. Use code VELVET to get 15% off your first order. The holidays can be the most wonderful time of the year. Okay, I'll leave the singing to someone else. But if you're running an online store, you do know that it also can be the craziest time of the year. I was going through this with the Behind the Velvet Rope merchandise. I had all that to manage. I had so many orders to fill, and I had a growing list of stressed out listeners checking in twice a day, wondering where everything was. Well, I found ShipStation. The hassle of shipping out holiday orders and all of this merch has just melted away. Listen, if you sell anything online, I don't need to tell you that shipping can be super frustrating. There are so many carriers and a ton of factors that go into figuring out the best rate for each order. What I love about ShipStation also is you can easily import orders from every sales channel, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website. Also, ShipStation works with all major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, USPS, and UPS. Make this holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation. Use my offer code VELVET to get a 60-day free trial. Just enough time to handle the holiday rush. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter code VELVET. ShipStation. Make ship happen. Have you ever been excited by that big sign free trial? You sign up and you don't even realize it's a subscription that renews without your consent. My life has changed since I discovered Truebill. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forget about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions so hard to cancel. Have you ever actually realized realized you were paying for a subscription and then tried to cancel it. You have to scroll around that website so many times, click so many buttons. Truebill makes it so simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/velvetrope. Go right now. Truebill.com/velvetrope. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/velvetrope. Well, I know what you guys were doing in the early 2000s. It's the same thing I was doing. Millions of households across the world turned into watch contestants battle for the last rose or to be the final survivor on an island. Reality TV at this time was beginning to dominate the airwaves, and every show needed to be bigger, flashier, and more scandalous than the last. But in the case of one infamous dating show, the real drama was happening off screen. The reality TV series, There's Something About Miriam, seemed like a pretty standard dating competition. Six young men vied for the affection of Miriam Rivera, a beautiful model from Mexico. But when Miriam revealed that she was a trans woman during the show's finale, the on-screen drama sparked an international uproar about gender, sexuality, and whether reality television had gone too far. Wondery's new podcast miniseries, Harsh Reality, the story of Miriam Rivera, reveals what happened behind the scenes on how a multi-million-dollar lawsuit and media fallout change reality TV forever. Follow Harsh Reality, the story of Miriam Rivera, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. That was epic.
So, like, literally the most thoughtful gift ever. And I'm more into proposals than I am into weddings. I feel like proposals are like the man's job in a sense, and it's a very thought out process, and it's a time for a man to show his love for you. So I'm very big about proposals. So Tom, help Corey.
Seriously, let's just put that out to the universe.
Yeah, Tom, please help Corey. He doesn't have to pay for it, but just to help.
Just to help. What about, you know, like we've seen, you know, we are still seeing things with everyone's relationship this year on the show. What about like Sheena and Brock and like what they're going through, and, you know, like Lala's involved and like he hasn't seen his children.
Yeah, I mean, this is like very heavy topic to like to even discuss. I feel like I've said to Brock, I don't think that this was the smartest choice he made speaking to Lala. I also don't think it's the smartest choice on Lala's behalf to exploit it at a tea party in front of everyone. I feel like that was a private conversation for a reason. From Brock's side, you know, a point of view.
Totally.
And I think that a lot of times we forget that other people are involved. Like Brock's kids are going to see this one day. They probably see this right now all over the internet. And it's not fair to them that this is how their story is being shared to the world. It's no one's place to share. So I think it's a little rough. I think it's really sad that it's happening, but at the end of the day, I hope that Brock is just doing what he needs to do to make it positive again. And I love Brock. He's like, you know, a big teddy bear. And I know that even in the past when we make mistakes, you know, it sucks, but as long as he's learning and growing from it, that's all I can hope.
And so
like I said, kids should be off limits.
I agree. I mean, that's a good point. You know, the internet, things get back to everyone these days, and it's a national platform.
Not fair.
And Sheena seems happy with him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I met Sheena when she was single, you know, I didn't know all of Sheena's boyfriends from the past. I've heard a lot of things about them, but Sheena's a big girl. She knows what she's doing. And, you know, I think like from what I've seen, they work really well together. No couple is perfect. Especially when you're on reality TV, you have the worst sides always shown. Totally. But I think Brock really does love her. And I honestly couldn't see anyone more Sheena's man than Brock. Like they're very like similar in how they do things, how open they are, their characteristics. Like Brock is perfect for TV.
he fits in with a group.
Yeah, well. He does a totally great job.
Are you ever jealous that Summer Moon has more Instagram followers than you, Charlie? I mean, she has a lot more than me.
Honestly, fuck that baby. No. Just kidding. But like, seriously, how did that even happen? I'm like, listening about the other day, I was like, Sheena, did you buy your baby followers or what?
When but she said that, I had to go check it. I was like, oh my God.
She, like, I don't even know how it happened. It's insane. But she's a really, really cute baby. Like, how could you not give her a follow? I even follow Summer. She's a star.
Listen, and she doesn't wear the same thing on Instagram more than once. So, I mean, that makes me love her, right?
So when Sheena said that, I was like, she's a baby. She can wear an outfit more than once, but you know, she's going to live a great, glamorous life. Good for that baby.
How is it like filming with the babies? I mean, like, I know you haven't been, you know, like when you guys were away in Palm Springs, like having babies on board on the set.
It's like a boner kill a little bit. If I'm going to be honest, it's like, sometimes I don't really want to hear about like mom stuff and like pumping, but the girls are doing a great job. They both look amazing. But like, sometimes I just want to party and get drunk and not really talk about kids.
Your biological clock, is not ticking now. I mean, you're very young.
Oh no, I don't want, there's no way in hell I'm having a baby anytime soon. And there's no way in hell I want to get engaged or get married. I want to have fun. I want to live my life a little bit. Go travel some.
Well, you're very young, so you have time.
I don't know how, like, that's why when sometimes they start talking about babies, I'm like, block it out. More shots. Tequila. I don't want to hear about this.
You're like, enough. What about some of the other major concerns of this season? I mean, Schwartz and Sandys. I mean, would you like this name?
I don't love it. I definitely think that there could have been other routes to go. I will say, like, you know, getting to know Katie better this season and really hanging out with her outside of the show, I feel like Katie would be really good at helping at the bar, like in the restaurant. I think she'd be really good at it. When I found out she was running her family's restaurant for most of her life, I'm like, no, like, you're perfect. And I also do feel like, you know, if my husband was investing our money into something, I definitely would want a word on how things were playing out, especially if it was my money.
Do you think Tom Sandoval's overreacting?
No, I feel like Tom is Tom. You know, I feel like we expect him to be a little bit over controlling because he just likes things to be done right, which I feel like we've all learned, which I love that. That's great. But from Katie's point of view, I do see how it could be frustrating because I think it's a little different for Ariana and Tom than it is for Katie and Tom because they're married. They're, it seems like their financial things are kind of put together, whereas like Tom and Ariana are a little bit more separate in that sense. So it's hard because it's like, I think Tom looks at Ariana as like, well, she doesn't care and she's not involved, but like Katie kind of has every right to be.
That makes sense. Hey, listen, she came up with a name Once Upon a Tom, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
Katie is so good at like naming things and coming up with clever, like little saying, like she's really creative in that sense. Like you'll see more in the season, like some things happen and like we do some things together. And I was like, Katie, you should have definitely named this bar. Like you should definitely have an upper hand in it.
What about like James and Raquel now that they're engaged? She has this Tiffany's ring, which is not really Tiffany's. You know, lots of people seem to say James and Raquel. I mean, do you think that are they going to make it, you think? You know, I mean, I know a lot of people think James has this past. What are your thoughts?
I think that Raquel and James have a very well balance of each other. Like, I don't think anyone can deal with James like Raquel does. Like, I don't know how she does it because James can be a little crazy, but she does a really good job. And that's how you know she really loves him. Because if you didn't really love someone, you would not deal with this shit, you know? So that's how you know it's a true bond.
She calms him down.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like, only Raquel could really deal with James.
I think they balance each other out. I'm like loving Raquel this year. I feel like as a viewer, I think you're getting to know you and Raquel really a lot this season.
Like, yeah. I feel like we've had that opportunity and I feel like we both feel more comfortable to express ourselves in the group because these are our friends now. You know, we don't have people judging or nitpicking or like kind of choosing what we're allowed to say and what we're allowed to do. Like now we're all friends and we're all able to be our true authentic selves.
what about, you know, everything that's going on with Lala? Like, have you spoken to Lala? I mean, I know like the press has a lot to say about a lot of things, but, you know, posting pictures of Randall, showing Lala looking at apartments. I just saw today she changed the name of her podcast to Just Lala.
I didn't know about that. You know, I don't really know too much of their situation. Like, Randall's closer to my mom's age, so that's like grown man business. Like, I have nothing to do with what Randall does. But for Lala, I mean, I have messaged her, and I send little messages here and there, because even if we have differences on the show, I think when things like this happen, it's our job as castmates to one another to take care of each other and really be there and set the differences aside. But, you know, if whatever happens, she has our full support. She has my support. I want nothing but the best for her. You know, it's really shitty when things are exploited all over social media. Even if they're not true, it's not a good feeling. And I cannot imagine how she's feeling right now. And she's handling it pretty well, for, like, you know, in my opinion. And I think that time will only tell what happens for them. And I wish the best, whatever the outcome is.
Same. I mean, I've had Lala on this podcast and I've had Randall on twice, and I think they're both phenomenal people, and I don't say that about everyone. So
yeah,
I hope, yeah, I wish them nothing but the best.
Yeah. Randall's really nice, and you know, things happen. I wasn't there to really dictate if it was true or not, but at the end of the day, you know, Lala's still our first priority. She's our, you know, she's our team. So it's like, if anything does happen, we're going to have to be Team Lala all the time.
it's kind of like a family, right? Like, you, yeah, might fight, but
yeah. And like, things happen. Like I said, even if she chooses, you know, they stay together, like, well, I would never treat Randall differently. But at the end of the day, like, she has our full support, whatever she chooses to do. And I set my stuff aside, like I said, and send her texts here and there. And I think we're all actually going to do a girls' day soon. So it'll be pretty exciting. I think we're going to do like a girls' spa day. We'll see.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
What about, from someone who actually works at Sur, what about this whole, I know James and Max are in a good place now, but is it really a big deal, like the split plate cost?
Okay. Well, I feel like people only make it a big deal when they don't want to spend money, you know? But like, also, if you're going to a place like Dantana's, you're there to spend money. So you definitely shouldn't be arguing about a split plate cost. Like, that you're in the environment to do so.
That's just how it is at a lot of
restaurants. Yeah, I mean, it's also Los Angeles, where everything is overly expensive for no reason, but you should also know that walking into a place. I do not agree with James calling Max those names, but I definitely think it could have been an argument to not have.
I mean, I know James doesn't work there, but he, you know, DJs there. Wouldn't you be afraid? He like DJs there, right?
Yeah, he was there last night. He's there probably like once or twice a month, every Tuesday.
So like, wouldn't you be afraid to get in a fight with Max? I would be. It's like the boss's son.
Well, I feel like James has like a little upper hand. Like, Lisa has this like soft spot with James, I've noticed. I feel like James is like her second son. So whenever he does wrong, it's kind of like she's yelling at her other son, not so like one of us. Because I feel like if I did that, I'd probably get fired immediately. But like, James can do it because it's like, oh, it's kind of like family in Lisa's sense, you know?
You think
James? I love Max. Max is actually hangs out with like a lot of my girlfriends, which is like random. It's like this weird connected circle. But I was a little surprised. I was very shocked. I'm still shocked. I don't know if they'll like fully recover from something like that.
That's just where my mind goes. I'm like, I'm not going to get in a fight with the bosses. You think James gets like a little bit of special treatment sometimes by Lisa?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely think he still gets reprimanded, but I definitely think it's a special one.
How is everything else going? I know in addition to this other job, you go on auditions. Like, how is the acting going?
It's been weird because it's still like COVID times in a sense. Like, my auditions are still via Zoom or like self-tapes, which I absolutely hate. I love going in the room. I love showing up. So it's been quite an adjustment. You know, I'm doing my bikini competition in 2 weeks, which is so exciting. I hope I do good. And like, that's all I've been doing. I just like wake up, work out, eat, go to Sur. It's like a little and then do an audition in the middle. I'm like a little hamster right now, kind of getting myself back into the groove of LA.
I have a lot of friends who are actors and they absolutely hate auditioning on Zoom or a tape or anything. They absolutely hate it.
I'm not good at it. I'm way better when I go into the room. I feel like I book more when I go into the room.
That's like what they said too.
And it's harder because it's like you get these like breakdowns and it's like they're basically asking you to film a mini commercial in your house and they have all these rules and it's like, I don't even have half of this equipment. Right. I don't even know how, like, then you have to find someone to help to do it. And it's like, my boyfriend works, you know, probably 6 days out of the week. So, and it's not that he doesn't want to, but he, you know, when you have to do an audition tape 5 times, he doesn't really understand that. By the second one time, he told me, he's like, well, be a better actor. He was like, get this down. And I was like, this is how it is. You have to do it a few times to like send in the tape. So he was like, I'm not helping you anymore. I'm done. It takes too much time out of my day.
You're like, welcome to my life.
Yeah. I'm like, you think I want to sit and do this for 3 hours? No.
Have you ever been in the mix for a part, you know, that now like, oh my God, Riverdale or something like that, where like you got kind of far where you almost got the job and it's something that we all know?
A few big commercials. I mean, it's so funny because like I'll watch and I'll be like, oh, there was the one I got a call back for. Definitely didn't book that. I think 1 or 2 Super Bowl nationals, which is like my goal to always book a Super Bowl national. I've been on hold for like 2 or 3, then let go like the day before. Traumatizing. There was a few auditions for TV roles that I got and that I got a call back for and I was like convinced I was gonna get it. That would have been like a co-star type of role, but like nothing, like not a main. I haven't had a main. Yeah, I mean I've had auditions for them but haven't got that close yet.
Does it ever come up when you audition like, oh my God, or is that you from Vanderpump Rules?
No, actually not yet. No. I feel like that because they're all self-tapes right now. So it's not like I even get to engage into the conversation. I feel like they probably pull up my picture and say that, but I haven't had anyone more like on the street or at my other jobs is when I get it the most.
Just walking around.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, are you a fan of like Bravo and Bravo celebrities? Like, is there anyone that has slipped into your DMs where you're like, oh my God, or even anyone famous that, you know, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this person is a fan of Vanderpump Rules and they're like DMing me. How do they even know who I am?
I haven't had one person message me. I haven't had a Bravo celebrity follow me yet, but I'm a fan of so many. So I hope one day I get to become friends with some.
Is there anyone in particular you want to meet, like in the Bravo world, like on another show?
I feel like I have a top, let's do like a top 5. Yeah, I definitely want to go experience New Jersey with Teresa Giudice. I feel like she needs to make me pasta. I need to go to a Sunday family dinner, make it a full thing. I love Salt Lake City girls. I want to just like go hang out with them in Utah for a weekend. I want to like act like Lisa Barlow for the day and just say, love that. And like drink Vita tequila. I definitely feel like I could go sit and have lunch with Karen Huger. I feel like she has so much in depth. She's like so regal and has so many like advice and like so much like opinions on things that I feel like she'd be such a great mom. Like she is a great mom to her child, but I feel like she'd give such good advice. And I feel like that's pretty much it. Like that's like my top 3.
Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, I love Bethany Frankel, but I feel like she's not really on anymore. She's always like on Twitter.
Lisa Barlow is everything. Yes.
I love her. I feel like a lot of people are like indifferent about her, but I don't know why. I feel like she's amazing.
I could see you guys getting along. I mean, I've had her on this show too. She's great. And Karen Huger, the Grand Dame. I mean, who wouldn't want advice from her?
Exactly. I feel like I just need like a little room. Oh, sorry. I like closed out for a second. I feel like I just sit in a room for them to tell me like everything you need to do in life. Like Lisa has so many businesses. She's so successful and like does it with 2 kids. And like how she has her life is how I envision myself. Married with 2 boys running businesses.
And she makes it look easy. That's the thing.
Yeah. So effortless.
But someone else that makes it look easy is LVP. Lisa Vanderpump is just makes it all look easy. And I know that it's a lot of work. So
Yeah, I mean, running multiple businesses that are not just businesses, but restaurants, I don't know how she does it.
Anything else you want to discuss before we wrap up? Like, I really appreciate you coming back. I like to give people a chance at the end to discuss anything that they would like.
No, well, I'm so excited to be on the season of Vanderpump. I hope everyone is enjoying it. I appreciate every single person who watches the show. Look out for my bikini competition in a few weeks. Check out my Instagram. I'll probably be posting more now that LA is finally getting back into the groove of things, hoping to post more auditions, out with the girls. Look out for that. So I'll be partying with everyone really soon and tune in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the season.
I love it. And where can everyone find you who doesn't follow you, who wants to?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok. I'm a huge TikToker, and Twitter at Charlie Burnett.
I love it. I really appreciate you coming back. Loving this season. You'll have to come back next season. I appreciate
Yes.
you taking your time and good luck with the bikini competition. I will check out your Instagram and stay posted.
Thank you so much. And you also look so amazing. You
You
look
are
great. You haven't aged a day. It's like you're
way too kind. That's because I think last time we were talked like during the heart of COVID. So
Yeah,
I
we were both
too.
like in sweatshirts in our room, like trying not to cry about the world ending. Now it's face.
I was one of those like heading down a road of just like, yeah, I'm just gonna eat and just, I mean, I was working all the time, but I was like, I just want pizza at 9 a.m. and I really don't care. So
Exactly. Well, thank you so
that's,
much for having me.
I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
So I can't wait to see the rest of the season. Charlie Burnett, Vanderpump Rules. Thank you. Thank you. And keep in
Thank you.
touch.
Have a good day. Happy Halloween.
You too. Thank
Bye.
you. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.